The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. I'm looking at this issue after 7 o'clock. This is really a worry, and the same worry in Britain, entrenched ideas amongst British Muslims.
Yeah, this in a TV documentary, which tells us that in amongst this is a survey of 1,000 British Muslims, and in this survey, 52% want homosexuality to be banned. 39% believe that wives should always obey their husbands. 31% say that it's okay for a man to have more than one wife, and a quarter of those British Muslims asked support the introduction of Sharia law. All of that, in its own right, doesn't necessarily mean anything, and people can want all they want. But the former head of the Equality Commission, Trevor Phillips, says that this does suggest a chasm between the Muslim community and mainstream Britain. And, of course, that's a worrying chasm.
Absolutely.
Of course, any chasm is worrying, I guess.
And this whole radicalisation issue is a big issue. The Prime Minister.
Yeah, the MP scandal, if I can call it that, hit the House of Commons today. I say if I can call it that because I'm still not convinced it's a scandal.
No, not at all.
But there again, we had the whole thing, didn't we, about politicians, MPs' expenses and all those tennis court chandelier and duck pond charges, as a result of which there was a clean sweep and an overseeing body, an oversight body introduced into Westminster. Well, these leaked Panama papers suggest now that every politician is falling over themselves to publish their tax accounts. One by one, the Prime Minister, now the Chancellor, the London Mayor Boris Johnson, the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, who also got fined for publishing his late, as it happens. But transparency is terribly in, although it's kind of transparency on politicians' terms. If we really got to see everything, I'm not sure if we'd want to, would we?
You are a funny man. I knew you were going to say that. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.